This is CliffCentral.com.
Let's go to Rich Mulholland because we don't want to run out of time here. He's on the line on Skype. He's coming to us live this morning. It's time for a reality check, everybody. On a Monday. Hey, Rich. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind today?
Well, Black Friday is on my mind. And, you know, happy Cyber Monday, everyone.
Are you going to buy anything?
I actually am. So, funnily enough, I was on my shopping cart as I was listening to you guys. My friend runs a business. And here's a funny ethical dilemma I had. Yeah. So, my friend runs an online business. Probably know Nick Harry does socks and stuff.
Yeah.
And he sent out a special this morning. And I was thinking, am I being a douche by buying his product when it's on special? Should I not be a real friend and wait until tomorrow and pay full price?
No. You'd be an idiot.
Well, for sure, but I also want to support my friend, right? So so I almost wanted to message him and say, dude, are you still making money?
Yeah.
You know, if I buy today, is it helping? But anyway, it's a weird dilemma. So right. Black Friday happened, and obviously we've probably seen videos of people, and they behaved in ways that that are quite crazy when you watch the videos. But what made me quite surprised is how upset people were getting, you know, shaking their head at these videos of these people running into these stores trying to get a bargain.
Yes.
But I kind of feel like being upset is crazy because we pay a lot of people less for a month's work than many of us spend in a weekend. And then we shake our heads when they storm into shops to get a bargain. Like, I think you have to stop and for a second. Now, I get that not everyone's going out there buying, you know, food and stuff. And maybe people are buying things that they don't need. But that's another debate. It's the idea that somebody cares so much. If you didn't care that much to run into a shop to queue to get something, it's because you're paid a certain amount to not to care about a 10% discount.
Right.
Meanwhile, the middle class equivalent, and to me it is definitely equivalent, the same very people who were sending around these videos on Facebook of people savagely behaving in Walmart and in shops even locally, are staying awake until midnight and then refreshing Take-A-Lot. You know, refresh to see what kind of bargain they can get. And it's exactly the same thing. You know, we even broke the store, you know, Take-A-Lot went down. And still we have the audacity to complain about other people, which I think is insane. But actually, I want to address a different part of the issue.
So hang on, it's a kind of hypocrisy again.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely think it's a hypocrisy. It's just that because we're not storming through the doors of a physical store and breaking, you know, there's people, there was a thing, I think it was a game or somewhere, a video went around, and people were storming into the store and they broke the security thing and they knocked over the baskets. But, you know,
so in other words, it's okay.
Take-A-Lot.
In other words, it's okay to mock the poor for going into the shop, but you don't mock the rich for sitting at home and taking down the whole website by trying to find bargains.
Right, exactly. And that's exactly what they did, right? They went onto their websites. And granted, it wasn't just rich people going onto websites, but they stormed onto this website, mm-hmm. and they broke it by the sheer volumes of people storming through the doors.
Right.
And then they complained about how ridiculous the store was. This would be like blaming Checkers for how bad they were when people knocked over their trolleys. And I get this not completely analogous, but the mindset of the consumer is the same. And we're very, very quick to judge other people. But actually, I want to address the Black Friday haters.
Okay.
Firstly, yes, as I said, people are going into debt for stuff they don't need. And I totally get that. But a lot of people are also getting stuff that they actually need at a great price. And I'd read a story online the other day about a 26-year-old multimillionaire that makes his living buying stuff when it goes on special from Walmart, then selling it the next week in Amazon. He's got like 20 people who work for him. He's genius. It's a massive business.
He buys on Walmart and then resells on Amazon.
Yeah, so he'll go into, say, a Black Friday sale, and he'll have people, and they'll be waiting at stores, and they'll run in, and he'll buy TVs. And so one of the things he buys is holiday things. So at the end of the year, when the Halloween is finished, there's all these Halloween sales. Just after Christmas, there's all these Christmas decoration sales.
All right.
So he buys them, and he warehouses them, and then he sells, you know, he buys them at a fraction of the price, and then he sells them in the months leading up to Christmas the following year on Amazon for a fortune. But he'll just do that in general. So he'll go into Walmart, who've bought so much stuff that they've got to actually sell below cost. Like, funny enough, Take-A-Lot did last year or the year before. They're actually selling stuff cheaper than cost in order to move it to create critical mass. He would buy that stuff, and then he would sell it again.
Wow.
And, you know, this is what people do on Black Friday as well. They can buy something, they can store it, and they can sell it.
That is very clever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great article. I'm gonna tag you. So I'll mail it to you or tag you in it. It's very worth looking at.
All right.
Anyway. The real rant for me, for today is people hating for what it seems to be the most ridiculous reason. And that is because it's American. And why are we even doing it? We're not American. These are the same people that a few weeks ago were watching fireworks on Guy Fawkes or dressing up as ghosts on Halloween. Right? These aren't our holidays. We stole them as well. Right? We didn't. It wasn't Guy Fawkes didn't blow up our parliamentary buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah, my only regret, and in fact, my biggest regret about this whole thing is that we didn't steal the holiday wholesale, that we took the dessert and left the main course behind. To me, the main course of this whole holiday, and instead of fighting the fact that it's American, I think we should embrace that it's a bloody good thing, is this idea of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Thanksgiving was a holiday that was started, I think, in Pennsylvania when they had an amazing crop this one year, if I'm not mistaken, at least in the American context. I know it went much longer or went way before that in European context. But in the American context, there was an amazing crop, and the people actually met and had a festival to give thanks for such a bountiful crop or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I think it's amazing. And the whole idea of American Thanksgiving is people get together with their families because the rest of the time, often they might be with friends and stuff. And they sit down and it's not about giving gifts. It's not about anything other than the fact that we sit down, we have an amazing meal together, and we say thank you for everything that's going well in our life. How phenomenal is that?
Yeah, you see, this goes back to that whole idea of gratitude. So instead of taking that part of it, we take the part where you can take instead of where you give.
Right, and I think that's the only travesty here.
So it makes, that doesn't just make us unoriginal. It also makes us shittier.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. We're stealing the shittiest bit of the holiday. You know, the holiday's hangover, right? Because that's what Black Friday and Cyber Monday are. And yeah, you'll see, if you're in the States we were in the States 2 years ago over Black Friday and Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like a five-day, I mean, it's just a spend fest. And we're taking that aspect of it. It's like having the whole run-up to Christmas. The whole run-up to Christmas, buying, doing, thingy, everything, all the shops, all those bloody carols. They're killing me already. And all of those things, and then not bothering to have a day. Now, I'm not a religious guy, but the idea of me getting together with my family and that's having special. A lovely, you know, that's a all beautiful right. thing.
So, come on, let's get into it then. What are you grateful about? Someone actually challenged us about this the other day. Like, everybody name one thing that you're grateful about today, because it's easy for us to sit and bitch and moan, and we complain about, you know, the politics and the economy and all this kind of thing. But actually, we've all got more than one reason. I started the show this morning by saying, you really shouldn't complain about Mondays because it's December soon and you're going to have a holiday and you're going to get to spend some time with your family and friends. That's one thing we could be grateful about.
I mean, in this context of this call, I'm really grateful that you and the team have given me an opportunity to actually come in and give my views every week.
Yeah, you should
be. Giving me a voice and a microphone.
Yeah, well, we're grateful that you make this contribution. How about you, Mubs? Anything to be grateful about?
I am always grateful for the fact that I don't have to depend on someone financially.
Yeah, that's a big deal. You're in the tiniest minority of people on the planet, if you could say that. Mm. You, Sia?
Oh, my goodness. I'm actually looking at, because I keep my gratitude journal on my phone as well.
You see.
So there's a whole list of things. But you guys, no one roll your eyes.
No one judges.
As I read.
Go for it. It's what you're grateful about. It's got nothing to do with us.
Thank you. I'm grateful for my breath. That's what I said this morning. I'm grateful for not allowing things to stress me.
Get a pillow, Rich. This might take a while.
I'm grateful for growing more into myself and who I am genuinely. Uh-huh. And then as I was here this morning talking to all of you, I actually noted down that I'm grateful for your calming aura. Because sometimes you guys, you know, center me. So I really am grateful for all of you.
All right, and moving on, Ben.
Over
to you.
Well, I'm grateful that I'll be 36 on Saturday.
Yeah. There
are many times in this world where I could have died and not been here. But, you know, on Saturday, I will be another year older. How cool is that?
All right, and you, Amanda, what about you? Died.
I'm grateful for the life I'm living at the moment.
Oh.
So, yeah.
You're loving it. Yeah. You like being Amanda.
I feel like I'm living my best life at the moment. So,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. I mean, how many people could say that, Rich?
I mean, this is what it's all about. I think it's amazing. And Ben, happy all gold tomato sauce birthday, man.
Yeah,
that's my favorite birthday because you get to do that 36.
Yeah. See, just one more thing to do.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, guys. So I think my kind of challenge now And this is what we're going to do next year as a team, right? We can rope in good things guy Brett Lindekew.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to force people next year at this time, because we know Black Friday is going to happen. We know Cyber Monday is going to happen. We're going to force people on the Thursday before to invite their loved ones over and to have a Thanksgiving lunch.
Great. Yeah, let's do it. Let's steal the whole goddamn thing, not just pieces of it.
They did it in Liberia, in Africa. Yeah. If the Liberians can do it, fuck it. So can we.
Yeah.
Have a fantastic week, everybody.
Thank you, Rich. Rich Mulholland, everyone. There we go. How's that?
This is CliffCentral.com.